Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Let us shout for joy that the Lord has the most personal love and the most distinctive love on us. In fact, we are all different, and the Lord loves us in a different way. The Lord has different compassion, different stories with us. Just like you and me, we are all very different. But the Lord doesn't love me more or love you less. God loves us according to our real self. God loves us as a whole. Whether you are healthy or sick, whether you are well-educated or illiteracy, God loves us as we are. The depth of His love to us is not according to our appearance or our talent. The Lord belongs to every one of us. We can take the Lord as our own, and still He loves every one of us wholeheartedly. Hence, I also want to be these three siblings of Bethany, that to satisfy the Lord's heart. Let us sing a hymn together. The name of the hymn is The One Who Satisfied the Lord. There is no English version, so we'll read the translation slowly.
Lord, I like to be Lazarus, who was risen from the dead. He bore witness for the Lord, even risking his life, to manifest the Lord's power. The Lord at Bethany, in the house of Simon. You are so satisfied. Lord, I wish to satisfy you. Lord, I like to be Martha, who was willing to serve the Lord's household, to labor willingly without complaint, to receive the Lord's praises. The Lord at Bethany, in the house of Simon. You are so satisfied. Lord, I wish to satisfy you. Lord, I like to be Mary, to listen to the Lord's word quietly, to break the alabaster flask and pour on the Lord, to bear the cross joyously. The Lord at Bethany, in the house of Simon. You are so satisfied. Lord, I wish to satisfy you.
The hymn mentioned the Lord raised Lazarus from death, and Lazarus bore witness for the Lord. I was impressed when I reading the Bible, for the Bible mentioned after Lazarus had risen from the dead. In fact, the religious and the leaders were so frightened. That's because this testimony was so awesome. Man could be risen from the dead. If this news were spread, this living testimony would have a great influence for many to follow the Lord Jesus. This would be a threat to them. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 11, verse 53 mention, so from that day on, they make plans to put him to death. It is because the Lord raised Lazarus from death. It had made them angry, so they wanted to kill him. When I read these words while I was a young believer, I found those who wanted to kill Jesus, they wouldn't leave Lazarus alone. For he was the interested party, the one who experienced the miracle. Lazarus might get caught or being kidnapped, or even they put him to death. Hence, I also pray that I could be like as this hymn mentioned, I could risk my life to manifest the power of the Lord. It was my wish that I could satisfy the Lord's heart, and it was my joy. It's so precious that we all experience the miracles, that the Lord has changed our life. I can say we're risen from the dead. What I'm saying is our spirit. The Lord changed us to become the new creation, and we're the children of God. What a tremendous grace and loving kindness. We cannot forget His grace. We shall bear witness for the Lord wherever we go. Shall we sing this hymn again?
Lord, I like to be Lazarus, who was risen from the dead. He bore witness for the Lord, even risking his life to manifest the Lord's power. The Lord at Bethany, in the house of Simon, you are so satisfied. Lord, I wish to satisfy you. Lord, I like to be Martha, who was willing to serve the Lord's household, to labor willingly without complaint, to receive the Lord's praises. The Lord at Bethany, in the house of Simon, you are so satisfied. Lord, I wish to satisfy you. Lord, I like to be Mary, to listen to the Lord's word quietly, to break the alabaster flask and pour on the Lord, to bear the cross joyously. The Lord at Bethany, in the house of Simon, you are so satisfied. Lord, I wish to satisfy you.
Let us worship together. It doesn't matter whether we're similar to Lazarus, Martha, or Mary. I think the most important is our life to respond to Him. We can repay His love and His grace to us. Are you willing to be like me, to be determined as the one who satisfied the Lord's heart? So that His house, which is the church, is after God's heart, to satisfy the Lord's heart and to welcome for His coming. O Lord, how precious! You have saved us from death to life. Lord, thank you. You have personal love to every one of us. Truly, we don't have to compare with others. We all have experienced the tremendous grace from you. May you help us to be a grateful person. Help us to respond to you and satisfy you joyously. May you rise us up to be the glorious witnesses for you, to be faithful to the end, and even risking our life. Rise us up so that we love this household, to serve and labor for this household without complaint. Lord, may you also rise us up to be Mary, to be the one who loved to draw near you. We're willing to break the alabaster fast, to offer our ointment to you and satisfy your heart. Lord, help us to love you personally, but every one of us in this house to love you dearly, to build the church at this age, which is after your heart, and such to satisfy your heart. O Lord, may you help us. Brothers and sisters, you can have some personal time with the Lord. You can sing and worship to Him. It is so precious to have time to draw near Him. You can stop the recording first and then continue with the Bible reading together when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we will read Exodus chapter 18, verse 1 to 2 and verse 5 to 12. Let us read together. Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard of all that God had done for Moses and for Israel, his people, how the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt. Now Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, had taken Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her home. Verse 5. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, came with his sons and his wife to Moses in the wilderness, where he was encamped at the mountain of God. And when he sent word to Moses, "I, your father-in-law, Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons with her." Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and bowed down and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare and went into the tent. Then Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that had come upon them in the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the good that the Lord had done to Israel, in that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Jethro said, "Blessed be the Lord, who has delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of Pharaoh, and has delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, because in this affair they dealt arrogantly with the people." And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, brought a burnt offering and sacrifice to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. There are two aspects for meditation among these verses which I'd like to share with you. Let us enjoy the love of God. Firstly, I'd like to talk about verse 5, the father-in-law of Moses. Jethro came to see Moses with his daughter and his two grandsons at the mountain of God, where Moses was encamped. I was attracted here. It was supposed to be an ordinary place, or I should say it was quite dangerous, for it was the wilderness, not a city or grassland with trees and flowers, a place where people wouldn't want to go or stay there. But the Bible said, in the wilderness, where Moses encamped at the mountain of God. In fact, it is the most beautiful place with the presence of God wherever we are. This reminds me, Psalms 84, a psalm of the sons of Korah, in verse 10 mentioned, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than drowned in the tents of wickedness." Do you have the same feeling? You like to join the church meeting, draw near God, rather than eating, drinking, and pleasure seeking with friends? Your heart can enjoy the peace and quiet with the presence of God. And we will find everything you do is so meaningful with God's presence. You are not wasting your time. Hence, it is not crucial wherever you are, but the most important is the presence of God. Are your heart enjoying Him? Even you went through fire and through water, the territory of wolves. We will not be afraid, for we have our beloved shepherd who leads us. He will prepare a table for us in the presence of my enemies. My conclusion is that wherever we are, God will turn the ordinary place into extraordinary. Hence, the place where you and me draw near the Lord, though it may be a park where there is the presence of God, the world of two only, it is the paradise of God and us. Brothers and sisters, I hope we will turn many ordinary places into extraordinary, the place where there are many footprints of ours and the Lord, Abba, many imprints of love and many appearing of love, many cuddles of love. The other thing I'd like to share with you is the father-in-law of Moses, Jethro. In verse 1 and 2, seemed there was a reason for him to seek Moses, for he had heard what God had done to the people of Israel. Moses, that the Lord led the people of Israel out of Egypt. Hence, he came to see Moses from Midian with his daughter and his grandsons, for he really wanted to know how the God of Israel had delivered them out of Egypt. Or God has prepared the heart of Jethro. When Moses left Midian for Egypt, he brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt. I believe Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, most likely would reject him. He wouldn't believe Moses or the God whom he believed would be able to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. For it was impossible. When things didn't turn out to be what Jethro expected, yet the people of Israel could leave Egypt, and many signs and wonders have happened. God has prepared his heart. He went to see Moses and wanted to find out what had happened. God was glorified through men, so that man has a heart to seek and know him. But the most important is that you have to have a humble heart. The same after we believe the Lord. Our friend and families witness what has happened or the changes on us. We became more joyous. Our whole being or character have changed. All these can glorify God. The hearts of people are prepared through us. It has been a great help for us to preach the gospel. Some even may come to us. It's so precious. God is so merciful. He gives grace to us, not only helping us, but also helping people around us to know him. I have experienced a lot how God prepared the heart of man. This is the last phrase of the last age. The church will be caught up by the Lord soon. We shall grasp the chance to preach the gospel. Moses always said he was slow of speech and of tongue. But this time, his father-in-law came to him, and he has experienced lots of God's work. He then talked to his father-in-law for a long time. I believe Moses told him how God guided them out of the land of Egypt. The 10 plagues, the Red Sea divide, manna rained from heaven daily. The quail, how he struck the rock and water came out. I believe all these wonders has stunned the heart of Jethro. And Jethro heard the testimonies of Moses. He had the very positive response. In verse 9 mentioned, Jethro rejoiced for all the good that the Lord had done to Israel, in that he had delivered them out of the hand of the Egyptians. He said, Blessed be the Lord. And he knew the Lord is greater than all gods. It's so precious. It is not that difficult to preach to men. We may have doubt about ourselves that we are slow of speech and of tongue. We don't know what to say. But here Moses was our role model. Simply we share to others the work of God with a sincere heart. To share to them how good is God and what a great thing he has done on us. God has a fervent heart to men, and he will work in their hearts. When we preach, he moves the hearts of men through the Holy Spirit to open the spiritual eye of men. Jethro, who was the priest of Midian, whom worshipped the false god. You see, there was a great turning point on him. Jethro had changed indeed. I don't know whether he could be saved. He could be justified through faith or not. I really hope I can see Jethro in heaven. Whether man believes the Lord Jesus is out of our control, it is his own decision. But it is our responsibility to preach the gospel to them, especially our families, our friends, our neighbors, or someone we know. The only way for them to know the Lord through us. We have the chances to talk to them about the Lord, the chances that they know about God through us. If we don't preach to them, they may lose the chance of knowing God. Brothers and sisters, we shall pray for the people around us. We shall pray for ourselves. I hope God gives us a fervent heart for sharing the work of God to the one we know. We may not be good at talking in a systematic manner, but these words He remind us when we bear witness for God and share to the non-believers. We are spreading the good news. We are introducing God to them. God will help us and works with us. They will be attracted by your testimonies and want to know more. Brothers and sisters, I hope we make known to the people to know the Lord around us with action, to bear witness for the Lord. Your testimony are unique. The people around us will notice your changes. And sometime God will prepare for us by bringing the people to come to us. It's true, we shall spread to them with a bravery heart. Let them know it is so happy and glorious to be Christian. Shall we pray together and ask the Lord has need of us in this generation to bear witness for Him? Lord, it's so precious. You have the wonderful work on every one of us, and you love us. You have mercy on us. You know our needs. Thank you for changing our life. We shall spread for your great work and grace on us, so that our families, our friends can see your glory on us. They are interested to come and seek you. Lord, help us to remember and pray for the needs of the unbelievers. Help us to pray for ourselves so that we are brave and can grasp the chance, especially to those you prepare for us. Help us to get ready always. O Lord, help us not to be afraid that we don't know how to share, but to have a sincere heart, to share with them what we have experienced. Lord, surely you will work with us, for your heart are more fervent than us. You desire all people to be saved, not wishing that any should perish. Lord, may you rise us up. May you bless us, so that many people can hear the gospel, they understand the gospel and accept you. Brothers and sisters, you can have some time to pray or draw near the Lord. May the Lord bless you.